Now we want to talk about the business side of peanut production with our crop marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. And Kim, let's start off looking at the loan rate for peanut producers and how that can influence prices.
Well, the loan rate sets the foundation for the producer's price. All peanuts in Oklahoma and Texas are essentially placed under the government loan, and that loan rate, somewhere around $355 a ton, is the base price or the minimum price that producers will receive.
How do producers turn around and sell their peanuts?
Well, the shellers offer the producers an option contract, and it says that the producer will put the peanuts under loan. The producer will receive, say, $355 a ton for the peanuts at that time. When the sheller needs the peanuts, they pay the producer the difference between the market price and the loan rate and assume the loan. So the producer keeps the loan money. The shellers assume that loan and take care of that, and they give them additional money between essentially the loan rate and the market price.
So then how do shellers determine the market price?
Well, the shellers determine the market price by seeing what the processors are paying for peanuts. They talk to the broker to see what brokers are paying for the peanuts, and they're looking at the export market. The shellers take a lot of risk when they buy those peanuts because there is no central location for selling peanuts, and they have to look at the market as a whole.
And finally, are those prices reported anywhere?
The USDA does report some prices. NASS reports the farmer stock prices. Sheller prices aren't reported anywhere. They haven't done that for the last 2 or 3 years. And so that's one of the problems in marketing peanuts. There is no really good price quote that you can compare what you're receiving to.
Okay, Kim Anderson, how about a couple of peanuts?
I love goobers.
Okay, we'll see you later. Thanks a lot.